Other causes of Ghanaian nationalism included low profits from the sale of cocoa and high prices of European manufactured goods. Also, there was selective granting of trading licenses to European traders while denying the same to Africans. After the riots, it was recommended that Ghana needed a new constitution to cater for African interests. In 1949, Kwame Nkrumah formed Convention People's Party, which demanded for independence and got support from the masses. In 1950, Kwame encouraged constitutional strikes, boycotts, and non-cooperation without the use of violence, although violence broke out. Government declared a state of emergency, and Kwame and other officials of CCP were imprisoned. During his imprisonment, newspapers campaigned for independence. In 1951, a general election was held and CCP won and Kwame formed the government. In 1954, National Liberation Movement, NLM, emerged to compete with CCP but was defeated. In 1957, Ghana attained independence and Kwame became prime minister.